Last time on Left Behind.
I am eager to welcome the devotees of Dr. Benjuda.
Woe unto the enemy of the Most High God!
In 24 hours, we begin the opening session of the meeting of the witnesses.
And where will I be?
Anywhere but here.
Sir, if he says no,
it does not matter what Benjuda says, Leon. One way or another, I will address this group.
I also know about your wife.
Hattie, what do you know about Amanda? Hattie!
Based on Apollyon, the fifth book in the best-selling series, Tyndale House Publishers proudly presents episode 50 of the dramatic audio edition of Left Behind.
Tell me about Amanda. You said you knew something?
Yes.
Then tell me.
I knew from the beginning, Rayford. I could have told you before.
You could have told me what?
You're gonna hate me.
No, I won't. I can tell you feel bad about your part.
It was phony, Rayford. All of it.
You mean Amanda was phony?
Here, help me sit up. The emails were bogus. I was trained to do it.
What emails?
The anonymous ones to Bruce. We knew someone would find them eventually. And the ones between Nikolai and Amanda, both ways. She didn't even know they were on her hard drive.
But they sounded like her.
Oh, Rayford, Nikolai has experts trained in that. They intercepted your emails and used her style against her.
Then she was all I believe she was.
And more. She loved you deeply. She was totally devoted to you.
Thank you for telling me. Thank you. Here. Lie back down. I'll get you something to eat, and then we're going to talk about you.
Oh, spare me. You and your friends have been doing that for 2 years. It's no use.
Thank you both for joining me.
So what did you say to Fortunato, if I can ask?
I told Chaim to say that I would neither acknowledge nor recognize Nikolai. Neither will I introduce him or ask anyone else to. If he comes to the platform, I will not stand in his way. Chaim argued earnestly.
When do you expect the witnesses to come?
I should think they are beginning to arrive even now.
I mean Eli and Moisha.
Yes, I have left that with the Lord. Now, we must pray. Kneel with me. God, our Father and Savior, thank you for the privilege we are about to enjoy. On the front lines of battle, we advance with your boldness. Under your power and protection.
You might be there tonight, or watching from wherever. Any who don't know you, use Sion powerfully and help all that hear him understand the importance.
For peace about all that's going on, give us wisdom and guidance in the situation with Nikolai. Give our brother boldness, and may you receive the glory for all that is about to take.
Excuse me.
Forgive me. A global community escort is here.
I was under the impression you would drive us, Yakov.
I will, but they tell us you have to leave immediately to reach the stadium in time.
But it is so close.
Nevertheless, traffic is already so congested that only the GC escort can assure we will get there on time.
Has Dr. Rosenzweig decided to come with us?
He sends his regrets, and will watch on television. He did ask that I load a case of bottled water for you. The two preachers have taken credit for blood in the drinking water again.
That is kind. We will be right there.
I guess this is it.
Lord God, we have waited for this moment for so long, And now I pray your protection on my friends and this young one yet to be born and the meeting that is about to finally begin.
So, why would Nikolai assign us an escort?
Well, if he was smart, he would have tried to make us be late.
He would not have been late. I would have seen to that.
I know you would have.
Whoa, this traffic is unbelievable. And I'm from New York.
Look, honey, we're hanging out with a rock star.
Oh, what a wonderful sight. And every face has a story behind it. The global community will undoubtedly take credit for protecting us.
They don't know any of our regular shortcuts. All three of these vehicles are equipped to go off-road.
If you know a faster way, feel free, my friend.
May I?
They won't open fire. They'll have to scramble just to keep up.
Very good. Please, we are going across the median toward an open field, as they say. Hang on!
Whoa!
Whoa, hey, Yakov, take it easy on that. Oh! Ditch.
It's all right. I'm okay.
Sorry, keep hanging on, please.
Hey, looks like the GC guys aren't too happy, huh?
I have to say, I'm rather enjoying this.
Hold on once again. We will make this a quick stop.
Here's how this is going to work.
He's very good, isn't he? Chloe, what is your father fond of saying?
Lead, follow, or get out of the way?
My sentiments exactly. Nicely done, Yakov.
Put the uniform on the monkey and suddenly everything changes.
Did you look at the crowd around the stadium?
Whoa.
There's got to be more than 25,000 trying to get in.
Did we get the monitors outside?
Yeah. The overflow crowd was supposed to be sent to other locations. But from the looks of things, they're all staying right here.
I can understand that. This is fine, Yakov. We will walk from here.
Mr. Williams, I will wait in the van.
You're not coming inside?
Will be escorted to the stadium.
We need no protection from you.
By order of His Excellency Carpathia, you will be escorted inside. Come with us.
Chloe, you go with Doc. I'll catch up.
Don't be too long.
No, I'll be waiting. So, Yakov, are you at all interested in this?
Very much. I find it confusing, but I have long been suspicious of the potentate, even though Dr. Rosenzweig admires him.
All right, well, do you have a monitor you can see from here?
Over the entrance. I'll watch from here and listen to the radio.
David Hasid?
David, where are you?
Outside. Things are pretty quiet with Abbott and Costello away.
Aren't you a little young to remember them?
Hey, my favorites, especially now that they're ruling the world. So, what's up?
I need you to walk me through the TV hookup with my laptop. I'm in the States, and we want to see the... Yeah. Mac agreed it was the best plan.
Listen, it's good that you got away. Your days are numbered.
I'm surprised Nikolai didn't do me in months ago.
Your son-in-law better stay low, too. His name pops up all the time. They've assigned me to locate the origin of his webzine. I just can't seem to break through the scramble.
Really?
Boy, it's frustrating when you can't deliver information that would cost the life of a brother.
Well, keep working on it. I'm sure you'll find a misdirection that can waste more of their time.
Great idea.
You and Mac are our guys inside now, and believe me, we understand how dangerous that is.
Thanks. Well, listen, like you say, I may not see you until heaven. But until then, you need anything? Like a plane?
Welcome, my brothers and sisters, in the name of the Lord God Almighty, maker of heaven and earth. Welcome in the name of his Son, Jesus Christ, the Messiah. Yes, thank you. I have just been told that these wonderful people, our translators, are not needed. Everyone understands in their own language. Translators, you may go. Please, you know why we are here. Would you pray with me? Father, we are grateful for having been spared by your grace and love. You're indeed the God of new beginnings and second chances. We are about to hear from our beloved rabbi, and our prayer is that you would supernaturally quicken our hearts and minds to absorb every jot and tittle of what you have given him to say. We pray this in the matchless name of the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords. Amen.
The chopper is ready, sir.
Good, good. I am ready to join this gathering of the saints of God.
Sir, they will no doubt be hostile. No one would fault you if you decided to forgo...
And miss this great opportunity. Leon, you underestimate my ability. I will win them over.
Yes, sir.
Oh, and our friend, Mr. Matthews.
He is waiting at the helipad.
Ah, good, good. Hello, Dr. Benchuda. I am truly looking forward to meeting you.
My beloved brothers and sisters, I accept your warm greeting in the name that is above all names. All glory and honor is due the triune God. The dear ones, please. Never in my life have I been more eager to share a message from the Word of God. I stand before you with the unique privilege of addressing many of the 144,000 witnesses prophesied in the Scriptures. I count myself one of you, and God has burdened me to help you learn to evangelize. Most of you already know how, but let me review for you again the basics of God's plan of salvation. I read from the prophet Isaiah, "For unto us a child is born, unto us a son is given, and the government shall be upon his shoulder. And his name will be called Wonderful, Counselor, Mighty God, Everlasting Father, Prince of Peace. This is the true Prince of Peace, who bids all to come to him. This is Jesus the Christ. This is our Messiah." The bottom line, my brothers and sisters, is that we have been called as his divine witnesses, 144,000 strong, through whom he has begun a great soul harvest. This will result in what John the Revelator calls a great multitude which no one could number. Tonight, read Revelation 7 and thrill with me to the description of the harvest you and I have been called to reap. John says it is made up of souls from all nations, kindreds, peoples, tribes, and tongues. One day they will stand before his throne and before the Lamb, clothed with white robes and carrying palms in their hands. They will cry with a loud voice, saying, "Salvation belongs to our God, who sits on the throne, and to the Lamb. Amen." The angels around the throne will fall on their faces and worship God, saying, "Amen, blessing and glory and wisdom, thanksgiving and honor and power and might be to our God forever and ever. Amen." John was asked by one of the elders at the throne, "Who are these arrayed in white robes, and where did they come from?" And John said, "Sir, you know." And the elder said, "These are the ones who came out of the great tribulation, who washed their robes and made them white in the blood of the Lamb. They shall hunger no more, neither thirst any more. The Lamb himself shall feed them and lead them to fountains of living water. And best of all, my dear family, God shall wipe away all tears from their eyes. We shall be here in Israel 2 more full days and nights, preparing for battle. Put aside fear. Put on boldness. And now let me close by reminding you that the bedrock of our faith remains the verse our Gentile brothers and sisters have so cherished from the beginning. John 3:16 says, "For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son."
Buck, symbol on the chopper? It's GC.
Yeah, Carpathia's right on time. Move back, the wind's kicking up.
Talk about crashing the party.
Yeah, this is gonna be interesting, huh?
Dr. Benjuda, local and international organizing committee, and assembled guests.
translators. We need interpreters.
Dr. Benjuda, is there someone who can translate? Whom are you using? Excuse me, but interpreters have been assigned. If you would come forward quickly, His Excellency, your potentate, would be grateful for your service. Please, His Excellency requests translators. Please!
You may return to your post.
Thank you kindly, Dr. Benjuda. You're most helpful, and His Excellency thanks you as well. As Supreme Commander of the Global Community, and as one who has personally benefited from his supernatural abilities, it shall be my pleasure in a moment to introduce you to His Excellency, Global Community Potentate, Nikolai Carpathia.
Hey, Doctor. You're just in time. How long's she been like this?
About an hour. She won't eat or take any medication. Should we have gotten you?
I'm shooting in the dark, experimenting with antidotes for a poison that hasn't been identified. She rallies, and I get encouraged, and then she slips back to this.
Mm-hmm. Look at this Matthews guy. Can you believe that get up? Where'd he get that hat?
That looks more like his head grew a building.
Nikolai hates Matthews with a passion. You watch. He'll have him murdered someday.
Patty, I'm sorry I woke you.
You just watch. He'll be killed.
Hello?
Ray, it's Mac. First, nobody knows you're gone yet. Of course, I can only play dumb for so long. Now listen, your son-in-law and daughter, is he a good-looking kid, early 30s, and she's a cute blonde?
That's them. Where are they? Okay. I can see the chopper, but I don't see them.
They're off camera in the wings.
Well, Mac, I got some news from Hattie
listen,
about...
Sorry, Ray, I only got a second here. Let me call Buck. Are you guessing he's got that phone with him, number you gave
me? He should, but Mac...
All right, I'll check back with you in a second.
One global community. Would you rise as he comes with a word of greeting, His Excellency and your potentate, Nikolai Carpathia.
Please, remain seated. Fellow citizens of the global community, as your potentate, I welcome you to Israel and to this great arena.
Hello?
Where are you going?
Who is this?
That was you at stage right with the blonde, right?
Who is this?
Mac McCullough. Nice to meet you.
Mac, where are you?
You did just see the chopper, right?
Yeah. Thanks for dropping in.
You should have heard these guys on board swearing up and down, cursing Ben Jude and everyone else in the place.
Yeah, it doesn't surprise me. I'm headed outside to check on a friend.
Got it. Look, make yourself scarce tonight. I wouldn't put anything past these guys.
Yeah. Thanks, man. Yakov.
Oh. It's you. I just didn't see you come up. I apologize.
What's the matter? Yakov, you're trembling. What's the matter?
God. I fear. God.
No, you don't need to be afraid. God loves you.
Rabbi Benjuda teaches that all these things we have endured are the judgments of God. I should have feared him a long time ago. Well, pardon me, I wish to hear the potentate.
You know Dr. Benjuda is not a friend of his.
That is clear. It's been received most coldly.
Yakov, he's an enemy of God.
His points are hard to argue with. This man has worked wonders.
But Yakov, you've been exposed to the teaching of Dr. Benjuda.
Yes, I know.
Well, tell me what you thought of the teaching tonight.
Most impressive. I cried. I felt myself drawn to him, but mostly drawn to God. I love and respect Dr. Rosenzweig, and he would never understand if I became a believer in Jesus. But if it is true, what else can I do?
Yes, exactly.
But Mr. Williams,
I had never before heard the verse that Dr. Ben-Judah said was the reason for this meeting. He did not finish the verse.
You're right. It was John 3:16. For God so loved the world...
Wait. Something is wrong.
I'm sorry. At this very moment, your friends and loved ones, because of the hard work of the loyal global community workers, are watching... I wish you and Rabbi here all the best and welcome you. Once again, excuse me. Would someone have some water? Yes, thank you. You, Ben-Judah. You and... And your enemies of the global community are responsible for this blood. You will humiliate me for your own gain. Answer me! I should pull my pledge of protection and allow my men to shoot you dead while you stand.
Woe unto you who would threaten the chosen vessel of the Most High God.
Your time is over. I swear, I will kill you! Kill you!
Woe to the imposter who would dare threaten the chosen ones before the two-time sealed followers of the Messiah! Drink deeply and be refreshed!
Yakov, did you see that?
Nikolai drank blood. And when he dropped it, it turned to water again.
Here, feel this. The bottles of water they handed out, it's actually getting colder. Taste it.
It doesn't feel cold to me.
How can you say that? Feel my hand.
Oh, your hand is freezing, but the bottle feels warm to me. Oh, blood!
Yakov, it's not blood. Watch.
Don't! Be a child of God. I want to be a sealed one.
And God wants you as part of his family.
For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whoever believes in him should not perish, but have everlasting life.
God, save me. Don't let me perish. Give me everlasting life.
He hears you, Yakov. He won't turn away from you.
I urge you to pray after me. Dear God, I know I am a sinner.
Forgive me
and pardon me for waiting so long. I receive your love, and salvation.
And ask you to live your life through me.
I accept you as my Savior. I resolve to live for you until you come again.
Here, brother.
It's cold.
Drink.
It's clear. And it is full.
What?
The bottle has replenished itself. Praise God. Praise God.
Let me look at you.
Do I look different?
Here, turn toward the light. Yeah. Yeah, there it is. You have the mark right there.
I see yours. A cross. And I have one, really?
Really?
Oh. Praise God. Praise God!
Left Behind, the dramatic audio series, is based in part on the book Apollyon by Tim LaHaye and Jerry Jenkins, and has been adapted for radio by Chris Fabry, with music by Steve Wick, directed and produced by Todd Bustine. Left Behind, the dramatic audio series, is a production of Gap Digital and Tyndale House Publishers. Thank you for listening.